Welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from 20 years ago and before. And today we're here with Jeanette.
Hi.
Mackenzie.
Hi.
Baylor.
Hola.
Lisa.
Activate. I've got no idea what the catchphrase is, so sorry.
Cassandra. You always need to do catchphrases.
Hey. Angus.
Hello.
And I'm Justin. And today we're watching Powerpuff Girls, which I thought was Powderpuff Girls. No, apparently it's Powerpuff Girls.
That's disgusting.
So, this is your choice, Mackenzie, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What is it about?
It's about these, like, they're kindergarten-aged girls, and their names are Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup. Blossom is pink, Bubbles is blue, and Buttercup is green. And they use their superpowers to defeat villains. And sometimes, I think in the older version, sometimes it wasn't just defeating villains, it was just problems.
They just had problems.
Yeah, there were some problems. Like the one that I saw, one of them were like about like losing a tooth.
Spoilers.
Oh, is that this episode? Are we about to watch the episode about losing the tooth?
But I think we're only going to watch the old school one.
When was Powerpuff Girls shown?
Oh, the new one started in like 2016 and the original one started in like 1998.
Right.
And so she watched the reboot version and that's the one she fell in love with. But what we're showing today is one of the old school episodes.
Which I'm not happy with.
Excuse me?
Ooh. Maybe the next time I do, I might do the new version.
Mm. Oh, okay. The next time.
Is this your...
So you can see both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's a comparison.
You know how we're doing like two of every stuff this year? I want to do that.
So you're doing a redemption in this?
We haven't even watched it. She's doing the redemption.
I think that it needs a redemption either way.
Can you tell us about the personalities of the different Powerpuff Girls?
Oh, so Buttercup, she's a rude.
Aren't they all rude?
No. Blossom is the leader. Bubbles is super nice. I like her. She's one of my favourites.
Bubbles is a baby.
No, they're all the same age.
No. Personality-wise, like she is a baby.
She's like the baby Spice.
She cries at the drop of a hat if things don't go her way. If Buttercup is mean to Bubbles, she will cry. She talks in, like, a really high pitch, like, baby voice.
She does it in the new version, not the old version.
She does it in the old version. I grew up with the old version, Missy.
Episodes you're gonna watch are gonna be her being normal voice.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm just saying, I grew up with the old version. Okay, you can shake your head at me.
You spent 9 years trying to teach your daughter confidence. And
it's just backfiring on everyone else.
She just turns around and tells people they're wrong now. It's like, no, I'm right on this.
I haven't seen the new stuff. This is how I know that that is who Bubbles is. If she doesn't do it in the old one, I just have a sixth sense, buddy. Okay.
Well, we'll watch it and we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see who is right.
Either that or Baylor's
question. Okay, which, and also, did I say about Blossom, she's the leader?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's the pink one.
And what about, who's the third one?
Buttercup.
Buttercup, and what's Buttercup like?
She's like rude and bullies people.
She's awesome and strong-headed.
She is strong-headed, but she is pretty, like, sometimes she can be mean to Bubbles.
Oh.
Just like Mackenzie, actually.
Actually, yeah, just like...
Yeah, Mackenzie's a bully, stands up for everything that she believes in.
So who does she bully out of us?
Mackenzie or Buttercup?
Mackenzie.
Oh, Mackenzie, she bullies her mum the most.
Yes!
Mackenzie's nodding.
Yeah. Rude. Shall we...
Blossom's like the peacekeeper of the trio, so she tries to keep peace between everyone. She tries to be the smart one constantly as well, off of memory, in the old versions. Sorry that I've watched, in the old versions.
Can I tell you how they were made?
Of course. Go for it.
Okay, so it's...
How is that being made?
Through sugar and spice and everything nice.
But
the professor added one specific chemical
called
called Chemical X.
There we go. Professor Utonian, in an attempt to create the perfect little girl using the mixture of sugar, spice, and everything nice. However, he accidentally spilled a mysterious substance called Chemical X to the mixture. But just want to say, for the new version...
Do they not do that intro in the new version?
I don't think so.
Oh, lame.
The intro for the new version is really lame. It's like...
Right, so Babel's being mean now.
Okay, so...
Everybody's bullying each other.
What was the last thing I said? Also, before Professor Utonium made Bubbles, Blossom and Buttercup, he made Bliss.
Oh, what?
He also spilled Chemical X into the mixture, but guess what? He made more than two mistakes. He made way more.
Oh, yeah.
He makes so many mistakes.
There's something deliberate at this point.
He spilled so many Chemical X's and chemicals that are wrong. It shows it in the new version. It is... You're going to love it. Everyone in this room right here... If you haven't watched the new version, just...
Well, I'm looking forward to watching the old version, so shall we?
No! Watch the new version.
So the episodes we're watching is...
Yes. The tooth one.
Yeah, so the episodes are called Moral Decay and Meet the Beatles.
Meet the Beatles.
Okay.
So is it...
They were the best ones that you could pick?
Sorry. Cassandra, have you watched this?
I know a lot about them, but I haven't actually watched them. But it's a lot of the series from the late 90s and the noughties from Cartoon Network that have been around forever. And I know about them a lot, but I've never actually watched them. So stuff like Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Lab and like Samurai Jack and all these classic shows that I've never actually watched, but
yeah,
I know
same.
A lot.
Yeah.
So like, I know about the characters, I know roughly the dynamics, but I've never actually seen an episode.
I've only seen this sort of the adverts for it or something like that. I think that's about
it. Yeah.
Angus, what about you? Have you?
I know of them again, like Cassandra. I'm familiar with a couple of shows that were Cartoon Network, and this being one of them. But I've not seen a single episode.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Cartoon Network thing was not something I was exposed to.
Oh, well, Jeanette would have seen them.
No.
Okay. Okay, so I guess we'll get on and have a look and see what they like.
Mm-hmm.
And see what people think.
Mm.
Okay. Powerpuff Girls.
Nothing says Powerpuff Girls like a bassy baritone voice.
Yes. Powerpuff
Girls. Cool. Yeah, we had limited time and... We're trying to find full episodes, and this one looked good.
Okay, so that was Powerpuff Girls. So, Angus, what did you think of that?
I thought that was fun.
You thought it was fun?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't go out of my way to watch it, but, you know, it was fun.
What do you think of the sort of cartoon style and that kind of thing? Was it...
The animation style.
You know, who was it aimed at?
No, I definitely don't... I think Mackenzie most definitely. I don't know. There's no reason for it not to appeal to boys as well as girls. Because the only thing is there's the main characters are girls, but that's about it. Like, it's still a good TV show.
They an episode where it's just the girls are boys instead in the old series.
Oh, like a...
It's like the Powerpuff Boys, and so they redo the entire intro, and they're the ones that are like... Yeah, it's a very fun episode.
To show that... Yeah, because it would just...
It's the same show.
Same show,
Wouldn't change any at all.
Cassandra, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, and how representative is that to the whole show? Because that's the close line of fun to just watch the silliness of it. And the only issue I had with that is because it wasn't even close to the start of the series... When the villains came, it was just like, okay, they're villains, and they have no guide as to what they're like or their personalities. They're just existing as villains for the purposes of the show, and not actually getting a gauge of...
Say, it's probably more accurate to how TV shows used to run back in the day as well. When Cartoon Network does.
It's very accurate to how the villains are represented in the show as well. So they all have, like, their own little shtick and stuff, but basically, they were just evil for the sake of being evil. It's not until you got to the very end of the series that you find out, I'm so sorry, spoilers, that Mojo Jojo was an experiment of Professor Utonium.
Oh.
Whoa! role.
Yeah, he was the first experiment that went wrong because Mojo Jojo just ended up getting more and more smart and disliked the way that the world was towards monkeys and stuff. And so he was just constantly trying to make it quote-unquote better, but...
Did Dr. Newtonian forget the sugar and the spice? Is that what he...
I cannot remember. I just remember that, yeah, there's an episode about it.
I thought that was a thing as well. I thought that monkey villain was one created by... I don't know where I got that information from. But.
And I'll go to Jeanette. Jeanette, you haven't watched this before. What did you think?
It was funny, but like Angus, I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it. Maybe when I was younger, I might have.
Mm.
I don't know. I was never big into that kind of style of cartoon, though.
Mm-hmm. What's the style that you think? That fast-moving...
Right, fast-moving, simplistic story. I don't know. It just wasn't ever my thing, so...
Right.
But, yeah, no, it was funny. It was funny, and I thought it was clever, in a way, the way...
Mm.
So, Lisa, you've watched this a lot, of course.
No.
You haven't?
No.
I'm like, yes, I skipped this. Back in the day, like, I knew of it, but didn't know a lot about it.
Right.
And never got into it because I kind of missed the boat, so to speak. And it's probably a little bit, you know, with some of those retro ones when you go back and watch them when you're a bit older, it was kind of probably a little bit more simplistic to me and didn't quite... wasn't interested in pursuing it. But Kenzie got into the new season years ago, probably a year or two ago, and she really enjoyed it. So I've watched some of the new season while she's been in the room with her.
Right, so this is old.
This is old. The first old school one I've ever watched.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was really funny. But, yeah, same thing. I'm not quite sure how indicative this is of a normal episode because that second one with the Beatles one, that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I think we're laughing just like it's every single time they made a Beatles reference, we were just laughing our heads off.
So clever. But I think, for Kenzie, would I be right in saying that one was your least favourite, Kenzie? Because you just didn't get the references.
Yes, well, exactly.
Unless it's just all references.
I thought none of those references were got by the actual audience of the show.
Yeah.
This was at a time where shows were definitely made for adults as well to enjoy as well. Like,
as the kids,
they still are made like that, but during this time, like, I remember my dad loved sitting down and watching Powerpuff Girls. Samurai Jack was his favourite. This was, like, my prime time sort of thing, watching the Cartoon Network shows. And, yeah, a lot of them had adult references all the way through. Like, I remember hating the Beatles episode when I was a kid. So I was like, we're watching this, but since... finding out so much about the Beatles, I'm like, this was actually very funny.
A lot of, like, Disney animated movies and the other animation company, Pixar or whatever, did have those, like, innuendos.
Yeah.
Those jokes.
They make it for adults as well as the kids because the adults will take the kids to movies that they want to watch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, when this was made, probably there was more adults watching with their kids than now. Everyone's off on their monitors or laptops or their phones watching stuff.
Mm.
Back then, it was more communal.
Though still now, as a family, there'll be times where she'll be like, I want to watch such and such at the movies. And I'll be like, yeah, but do you though? And I'll talk her into watching the stuff that I want to watch because it will be... we go as a family, but even if we're sitting and watching TV, if she's going off and watching something by herself, as long as it's good for Emily, she can watch whatever she wants. But a lot of times we'll sit down as a family, and that's why we'll sit and watch Bluey episodes together because we all enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But then there's other shows where she'll go, I want to watch this, and we'll be like, let's find something else. So there is definitely an influence there, and if there's things that we don't enjoy, we'll kind of pivot her to stuff that we'll all enjoy as a family.
Yeah.
I think, though, that a lot of households, there's less of that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true. And, I mean, we might be a little bit different to a lot of other families, I guess, too. Mm. So,
yeah. I'm also guessing because, like, I've got no sense of scale for this. But whether or not this generation is just throw them on the iPad, and so if there's no connection in the family to everybody watching the same thing.
Yeah. I'd be curious. Kenzie, do you know, does your friends all sit down with their family and watch stuff? Do they talk about that type of thing?
Not really.
No?
Usually they watch stuff by themselves.
There you go. We're an exception to the rule.
Yeah.
An exception.
There are some families that, like, my mum made a point that we would sit down together at dinner time and eat food together and stuff like that and have our talk time, which I think was different. But I know that the younger generation around Kenzie's age... well, between Kenzie's age and, like, I think 18 or something, they're trying to pull away from technology a bit because it is so overwhelming. I've seen a push for it on TikTok, at least.
Yeah. Well, in our household, a rule came in years ago. I mean, this would have been years ago, probably before she started kindy or school. It's no devices at the table.
Yeah.
But why was that rule put in place, Kenzie?
Because of you.
Because of me.
I'm the one that... to play games and watch Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, I'd jump on. If there's no one else at the table, I'll sit and watch Reddit and I'm...
When I'm at school, you can do that. But when it's in the time, no.
I made that rule when Justin got his first phone. He'd just sit there at the table on his phone and was like,
Yeah, no, strictly no.
Baylor, was this as you remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah, very much.
This is exactly the Powerpuff Girls that I remember.
Mm.
It was a lot of fun. It was silly. Really enjoyed it. I didn't realise, but a couple of the voice actors, so I really enjoy Rugrats, and so Tommy's voice actor, I didn't realise, was voice actor for Buttercup.
I wondered if it was very similar to Timber.
Yeah.
And I think she does some of the My Little Pony voices. She's massive in the voiceover industry.
Yeah. Do you know her name off the top of your head?
E.G. Daly.
Okay.
Am I right?
I know, you have to look it up.
Oh, I get a brownie point if I get that right.
Absolutely.
Look it up. I'm looking it up now.
I'm really glad because I think that was our thing. We were hoping to find an episode that was indicative of the series.
It definitely was. I mean, I know Mackenzie doesn't like the old series, but I loved it. It felt really nostalgic. I got so hyped when I heard the theme tune and everything. I was ready to go.
Well, Mackenzie, what did you think of that old episode? Did you enjoy that or?
Which episode?
Oh, both of them.
The first one was pretty cool, but the second one, because I don't know the Beatles.
Yeah.
If it was Queen, then I would have been like, maybe. But the Beatles.
You don't know who they are even.
So
you need an education.
Like Baylor.
No, I don't. Education. I already go to school.
So like Baylor, when Baylor was young, because you said you didn't enjoy that episode.
Yeah.
When you were young.
How would you compare it to the new school one compared to the old school one? Did you watch both?
I have not watched both, no.
She told me.
No. Mm-hmm. I am excited to watch both, admittedly. I'm excited to watch the new stuff. I'm jealous of Kenzie because she has seen the newer stuff. But at the same time, it's done by a studio, well, the style of animation that it is. I've watched a lot of revamps of old TV shows within this era, and a lot of people have hated it because it's going to be politically correct, quote unquote.
But
Rocco's Modern Life was absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The one that you brought to us, the three chipmunk squirrel thing.
Oh, Animaniacs?
Animaniacs. Yeah. That was absolutely fantastic.
Animaniacs
was so
good. So I just like the fact you're assuming that the Warner Brothers and the Warner Sisters were chipmunks of some kind. I don't know. Yeah,
It's a day.
They're cartoon characters.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Would you say that the new style, Kenzie, of Powerpuff Girls is similar to Animaniacs? Or is it its own style altogether? Altogether. Okay. Well, yeah, I'd be interested in seeing it and kind of seeing where it goes. Because, I mean, I imagine that it's going to fit the bill really well. Especially if Kenzie likes it. She's got a good taste of stuff.
She doesn't like the Beatles, though, so...
Yeah. She doesn't know the Beatles.
Yeah, I don't know the Beatles.
Yeah.
But if you put on some Beatles songs, I might like it.
I think it's also, like, the imagery of the Beatles as well.
I noticed they didn't actually have any Beatles music in this. They
kept
them too expensive.
Just the lines.
Yeah.
I'm almost taking out a reference to be like, yeah, if they made the episode for the Beatles references, then the Beatles have to cut, the guys who own this catalogue would be like, okay, for the royalties, one for you, 19 for me.
Yeah.
That almost works as a reference. So my brain was like, do you need to say... Yes, it is. Yeah, because my brain was like, you need to say this. It almost worked.
It did work.
I noticed there was also a Powerpuff Girls movie that was made in 2002.
Oh, live action or animated?
No, that's animated.
There is live action coming out.
No, it's been cancelled. There was a 2021 live action being made and that's been cancelled.
Okay, I remember it coming around on like Reddit and stuff where people were looking at the outfits of the girls and it just looked awful. It was so under budget, and it looked like a little, literally a square dress. So it was a slip dress. If anyone doesn't know what that is, it's like a t-shirt. Were wearing. Yes, yeah, it is like what they were wearing.
But cartoons look different than in real life. Yeah.
And you would hope that when it gets brought into a live action version, that they would actually spend some time doing some design on the outfits and making it a little bit more visually appealing, like what they've done with Avatar. I've heard a lot of great stuff about the live-action costume design and just the general background design and stuff like that. It apparently is fantastic. Yeah,
I guess you can do... The way yesterday sort of worked for animated and live-action is going to be very different. Mm-hmm. And you need to have... stuff that you can get away with animation you can't in real life.
Yeah, exactly. The laws of squash, stretch and pull. Squash and stretch, sorry. You don't get that when people are actually moving around, but you can push it in animation and it looks really good. But how do you do that in live action kind of thing? Because they play with it quite heavily in Powerpuff Girls as well.
Yeah.
So they're going to depict them as adults, so disillusioned 20-somethings.
Yeah, but it basically t-shirt dresses that come up to mid-thigh. And that's what those girls were wearing. It feels very sexualized.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want a sexualized version of the Powerpuff Girls. You should never sexualize a version of a child. Okay. If they were a child once, you don't want to sexualize an adult version because that is just creepy. It means at some point in time, someone was trying to sexualize that child.
But then again, the internet being what it is, every character reminds me sexualized.
Yeah, it's rule 34,
But still, yeah.
I'm actually curious, because when you discuss the squash, stretch and pull philosophy in cartoons previously, I find it really fascinating. Do you feel like there is a live action version that has done it well? The only thing I can think of is something like Roger Rabbit, but that's cartoon. Yeah.
Funnily enough, yes, I was just thinking Roger Rabbit. Things that sort of sit within that kind of cartoony, pushing the boundaries of reality sort of stuff. Maybe like Alice in Wonderland might be a good example of it. I think as well Charlie and the Chocolate Factory might do it.
Yeah. Which are both Tim Burton versions, aren't
they? Yeah, yeah. They play with reality a little bit. Anything that feels a bit more dreamlike. They'll play with how reality normally works, which means that the squash and stretch will work perfectly.
Because I'm also just thinking, if you can make it look realistic enough, whether CG can make it just natural enough that it fits that cartoon style whilst also being live action, and have it not look ridiculous. Because like, I think that makes perfect sense in animation, doesn't make sense in real life. Yeah, cause trying to fit the aesthetic of this is slightly unreal, but also having it make sense, because I'm sure that if they did it wrong, it would take people out of the world. Because I'm sure if it's done terribly, it would feel like a forced unreality on it. Instead of having it maybe accentuate the cartoon nature of the live action, or just make it look like really bad live action.
Exactly. So for people that don't know what squash and stretch is, the easiest way to think of it is if you have a ball, if you put your hand on top of the ball and then push it down on the ground, it goes out wide, right? And that is the squash. If you pull it up from the top, that is your stretch. And the idea behind it in animation is to add gravity where there is none. It's very hard to make it look like there's gravity in animation.
When a ball hits the ground, it will squash and stretch out, and then it will spring back up.
And that is how you make that ball look like it has gravity.
Yeah.
And so,
and it's impacting something.
Yes, and it's one of the, like, the big fundamentals. You see it in like the old Mask movie as well, where he's like bouncing around the room. It's a perfect example of squash and stretch because you see the character stretch up and then
And I was also just thinking as well, you need to exaggerate stuff for animation to make the emotions and the movement look better than what they are, because if it followed too much realism, it would just look really dull.
Yeah, exactly.
So I always think of, when you talk about those things, I think about like your old Wile E. Coyote cartoons.
Yeah.
But then I don't know whether some of the Looney Tunes movies, like your Space Jams and your Back in Actions and stuff, I don't know whether they actually did that well in a live action capacity. Not like in a way that, The Mask and Roger Rabbit and shows like the movies like that really kind of played with that.
Yes, they played with it.
So yeah. I haven't looked into it myself, but there is a reaction group that I really love watching. I'll find the name of it and get Jeanette to link it, hopefully, at the bottom of the episode. Or just
edit the audio later.
Yeah, or edit the audio later.
This is the audio. This is the bit where we edit in the audio of Bella saying the name of the thing.
The YouTube group is called Corridor Crew, and the episode I'm thinking of is VFX Artist React to Bad and Great CGI 34.
And we're back.
But it's...
Magic.
Yeah.
I think it's three visual effects animators. They go back and they look at old VFX in movies. Yes.
I think I've seen them like once.
The only one that I've seen them do is Flubber, and Flubber is the best visual VFX that they have actually reviewed, because Flubber has reflections in surfaces. They thought about absolutely everything with Flubber. Mm. The way that Flubber works, the way that Flubber moves and dances, they like... Squash and Stretch is really well used in that.
Yeah.
The way that the weight is shifted in Flubber's dance scene and stuff.
I saw it in the movies like 25 years ago.
Apparently it's absolutely fantastic. I remember watching the entire thing and being really interested in what these three people had to say about it. And so I think they've done a look into a couple of the other ones, like the Looney Tunes live action stuff. I don't know personally. I really hope they have, though. That would just be really insightful. But
I'm sure there's plenty of people online who make their career of looking at how stuff in animated stuff or special effects stuff works.
Yeah.
And they can just make their living off that, because it is a cool thing to look into.
Particular channel, yeah. I think it might be the people you're talking about, like the Corridor Crew. Which is a YouTube... They used to make YouTube fan animation stuff. It's old internet. Their origin is old YouTube history. I can't remember the guy's name. But they did like their own TV show at one point, like web series called High School, Video Game High School.
Isn't that Rocket Jump?
Yes, the Corridor Crew as well.
I don't think it's the same crew, but I do know of the Video Game High School people that you're talking about.
Yeah, well, that was done by can't remember their name, but they're an Asian dude, and they did a lot of videos on playing Rock Hero games.
Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero.
I think they're the same company. I think they're all tied in together.
Awesome.
Corridor Digital.
Yeah, so I think we'll move on to what food?
Oh, good Lord. I was thinking about this, and it's got to be a Chubba Chub.
Yay!
The new Chubba Chubs or the old ones? Because apparently the new ones are awful.
Oh, really?
You know what? Okay.
Yeah.
You suspected the day the Chubba Chubs logo was designed by Salvador Dali.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I found out from a friend of mine. I'm going to name drop here. Luke? Stephen.
Ooh,
sorry. Not, yeah, you may not know.
Friend.
You may not know Stephen. He's a bit of a big deal in my life. I'm going to start a wiki page.
Somewhere there's some villain with a piece of cotton slowly building up the map.
Yeah,
going, with a big question mark in the middle. Who is Baylor?
I am asking myself that. I'm the evil villain with the cotton.
People ask who is Baylor, they don't ask how is Baylor.
Exactly. No one. But he said that they're absolutely disgusting now.
Well, I would not trust his opinion on this matter, because I feel like he probably doesn't have much of a sweet tooth anyway.
Mm.
I don't have much of a sweet tooth either, which is why I probably wouldn't go looking for a Chubba Chub, but if I'm handed one...
Flavoured Chubba Chub would the Powerpuff Girls be?
I don't know.
Caramel and chocolate.
There's like a variety of Powerpuff Girls, so you can have a variety.
Yeah, because there's only one flavour of Chubba Chub that matters, and it's cola flavoured.
Mackenzie.
We're trying to wrap up the episode.
Lollipops.
Yeah.
Definitely lollipops. Do you know, because they're sweet and they're a little bit too sweet for
what
me.
What type of lollipop?
Totally ship you behind.
Swirl? Circle?
Oh, circle, definitely.
Or sphere.
Oh, circle or sphere. But yeah.
What about the bugs in it?
Yeah, there's lollies with insects in them. It's an example of...
So the last time I had a Chubba Chub was for science, because I needed the tubes to put up with it for science, which is what I'm doing today.
Do you have an emoji for the? This is your episode, so you can't really give an emoji. I think most of the time you just go frowny face emoji and then walk away. But,
we're doing emojis for
Let's do emojis for me. That's my new thing.
Okay.
So what's the emoji?
And it's got to be a lollipop.
Is there a lollipop emoji? Actually, there would be.
It's an eggplant emoji.
Baylor.
With water drops and then a peach emoji. No.
Don't you look like you understand that?
I personally, I'm
going to.
Sorry, you're right. I was not.
Okay, that, thank you for that, Baylor.
All right, wrap it up.
Okay.
Kenzie, what's the emoji?
I'm probably going to do a bow emoji.
A bow emoji? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And that was Cop TV Club, and we'll see you next month.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Toodles. Bye.